As it turned out, I'd broken my arm landing as I had in that courtyard. The next morning, a doctor came and took me to a clinic nearby. It was late afternoon already by the time I was brought back to the Okia with a plaster cast on my arm. I was still in terrible pain, but Mother called me immediately to her room. For a long while, she sat staring at me, patting Taku with one hand and holding her pipe in her mouth with the other. "Do you know how much I paid for you?" she said to me at last. "No, ma'am," I answered. "But you're going to tell me you paid more than I'm worth." I won't say this was a polite way to respond. In fact, I thought Mother might slap me for it, but I was beyond caring. It seemed to me nothing in the world would ever be right again. Mother clenched her teeth together and gave a few coughs in that strange laugh of hers.
"You're right about that," she said. "Half a yen might have been more than you're worth. Well, I had the impression you were clever, but you're not clever enough to know what's good for you."
She went back to puffing at her pipe for a while, and then she said,
"I paid 75 yen for you, that's what I paid. Then you went and ruined a kimono, and stole a brooch, and now you've broken your arm, so I'll be adding medical expenses to your debts as well. Plus, you have your meals and lessons. And just this morning, I heard from the mistress of the Tatsuyo over in Miyagawa-cho that your older sister has run away. The mistress there still hasn't paid me what she owes. Now she tells me she's not going to do it. I'll add that to your debt as well. But what difference will it make? You already owe more than you'll ever repay."
So Satsu had escaped. I'd spent the day wondering, and now I had my answer. I wanted to feel happy for her, but I couldn't.
"I suppose you could repay it after 10 or 15 years as a geisha," she went on, "if you happen to be a success. But who would invest another sen in a girl who runs away?"
I wasn't sure how to reply to any of this, so I told Mother I was sorry. She'd been talking to me pleasantly enough until then, but after my apology, she put her pipe on the table and stuck out her jaw so much, from anger, I suppose, that she gave me the impression of an animal about to strike.
"Sorry, are you? I was a fool to invest so much money in you in the first place. You're probably the most expensive maid in all of Gion. If I could sell off your bones to pay back some of your debts, why, I'd rip them right out of your body."
With this, she ordered me out of the room and put her pipe back into her mouth.